that rock.
Thank God that I'm alive.
Getting hype. I get it. It's Friday, but jacked, relax.
Ready to go.
Me and Little John gonna get it. Anyway, good morning. 7:08, the Plan B morning show.
You know what? I'm excited for tonight.
Why?
I'll tell you why. I'm going to my third baseball game ever.
Oh, look at you. Third baseball game.
The third baseball game. This one's not a professional game. It's pretty close.
Yeah.
Going to the South Penn Cub game tonight. But you know what? I got to give a shout out to my wife. Nice going. Here we go. She's like, last night, she's reading an email. She's like, this is what I got. So she set this up. I really didn't even remember till like yesterday. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to a baseball game. She got rooftop tickets. It's like fully equipped with hot dogs, brats,
chips, refreshments. Yeah.
They got a full, it's a cash bar, which I understand is a cash bar everywhere, basically. Open bar would just be too much, especially
open
on the
bar,
rooftop.
Open bar, dude.
You know, so we got the rooftop, dude. We got a little baseball action, some brats, hot dogs, and you know, there's going to be some booze.
I hope you take a foul ball right to the face.
The hell was that?
You were having a hunter? He died.
It was in the sun.
I couldn't see it. Didn't even see it coming.
You know? Here's another thing, though. Rooftop bar. She's like, oh, yeah, and it's going to be 90 degrees.
Yeah, good. Heat rises. It'd be nice and warm up there.
Oh, nice and hot.
Yeah, that's good for when you're pounding beers. It'd be great. No, man, that's exciting. And see, again, not to dog baseball, but for me, going to a game and having that kind of setup, that makes it fun. But if you're just sitting there watching on TV, what are you doing with your life, man?
What are you doing?
Come on.
I'd rather listen to it on the radio than watch it on TV.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Another thing, too? The last time I went to, Ford Field? No, not Ford Field.
Four Winds?
Four Winds Field. That's it. Yeah, Four Winds Field.
Did you take a baseball to the head?
I think I might have. Met Mr. Belding.
Oh, that's right. We went there for that 90s concert.
Thing.
Yeah. I was mad at you that day because I was having fun, and then you just came up and were like, dude, check this out. Show me a photo of you. I was like, why didn't you call me and tell me that effing Mr. Belding?
I don't want to ruin the experience for the guy. I get to meet all the celebrities. Dude, I met Jim Belushi the other day. You didn't.
Ridiculous.
No, you got to meet Mr. Belding. You didn't.
That's meeting the worst part of our show. Like I could have made connections. We could have
the
these
worst part of our show.
He could have became a part of the show. I could have greased some palms, but you're just you son of a. You blew it.
There's a reason you're not meeting him because they're avoiding you. That's
you blew it, buddy boy. Way to go.
I didn't blow a damn thing. We're best friends. I got his number.
Yeah. You text him all the time?
Uh-huh. We play Nintendo. It's great.
Why don't you text him and tell him that I want to meet him? All right, come on, man. Yeah, man. Anyway, good luck at your baseball game. And, yeah, I hope you don't take a...
Should I bring a glove?
I mean, are you up behind home plate? Are you over
there? I'm not sure, to be honest.
I mean, people may look at you like, oh, here's a grown man with a glove, but I guess...
You know what? I'm going to steal it from a kid, too.
I hope I catch a fly ball. He can be free.
That one guy who catches it in front of the kid because he's taller and keeps it himself.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. I love it. Hey.
Jerk.
Hey. It, survival of the fittest, kiddos. All right. Don't just sit there and cry because you didn't get it. Just work harder next time.
You'll learn, kid. You'll learn someday.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck, buddy. Good luck. I'm pulling for you. All right. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it. Give them a pump it over there. Hey. Pump That Septic. They get you taken care of. Has technology gone too far, Hunter? If you're missing a deceased loved one, Alexa may soon be here to help. A new feature will reportedly let you speak to the dead. Here's a quick example of how it will work.
Alexa, can Grandma finish reading me The Wizard of Oz?
Okay, but how about my courage? Asked the lion anxiously. You have plenty of courage, I am sure, answered Oz. All you need is confidence in yourself.
I don't know. I'm a little creeped out right now.
Wait, so that was his actual grandma?
I believe so. So
she had to record it then, or are they using that AI thing?
I think it's AI. So a digital helper will channel the deceased, developing technology to talk to people in the voice of their dearly departed friends and family, like a digital seance, I guess.
That's
a little morbid, right? Like, I mean,
it's a little much. It's kind of like calling the deceased cell phone to hear their voicemail, just to hear their voice. Some people love it. For me, it's like, I don't know, man. It's like once it's gone, you got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let grandma go. Let it go.
So here's another thing. What if you're like sleeping at night? Because you know your Alexa just pops on once in a while. Mine
I'm
does.
I'm sorry. I can't help with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody's talking in the kitchen and it's Alexa. Like, imagine grandma just popping up once in a while. Hey, blah, 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 blah. Whoa.
Dude.
Oh, like, dude, that creeped me out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's a little much. Not that I'm not going to miss my, I'm not, of course I'm going to miss you when you're dead, Hunter. But I mean, that doesn't mean I want to hear you.
Just let it go. Right. I'm gone, man. Yeah, it's too much. You're right. When you open the story up by saying it's technology taking it too far. I think this is it.
I think we found a line right here. And that is having our dead relatives being able to talk to us.
Wow.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah.
Of course, it
it's
would be.
It's even sad just looking at pictures.
It would be fun to have your voice and make it say just ridiculous things. Like, that would be pretty sweet.
You basically have the Hunter robot.
I kind of have that already. I have digital Hunter, but this is, you know, I could really make this thing work for me.
This is even more creepy.
This is, what's creepier, having dead Hunter talking to you or robot Hunter?
See, I got that. Oh, yeah, you do have it, don't you? You have it ready?
Yeah, wait.
Yes.
Right there. Yeah, it's perfect. Right there.
That is correct, Brock.
See, I mean, I already kind of have it, so I'm set. I'm gonna load all this up into my Alexa, and oh, you're gonna be with me forever. You're gonna be with forever.
What's up, you dirtbag?
See, I mean, I'll have that even after you're dead. Even after you're dead.
Nice. Even Robot Hunter's not lying.
No, it's true. He's kind of a jerk. He's still a jerk. I even have him programmed the way I want him to. He's still a jerk. But anyway, technology gone too far. Lastly, I don't know if you heard this or not, but Hunter, it's pretty exciting news here. Denise Richards has now joined OnlyFans. That's right. Her daughter, Sammy, has one. That's the daughter Denise Richards has with Charlie Sheen. They're not sharing an account. It's not weird. But anyway, Denise has her own account. It's $25 a month, which is actually $5 more than her daughter's.
Wow. She's probably a little more famous, just saying.
This is
what's the content? Because
I don't
OnlyFans doesn't necessarily have to be sexual.
No, it doesn't. You can do podcasts. Just, you can do whatever.
Basically,
you want.
The way it goes all the time. But yeah. OnlyFans is really just it can put any type of content up there you want.
There's a lot of different things on there other than just aggressive sexual foreplay.
Is she getting naked?
I don't know, because I'll be honest, if I were to have that $25 charge on my credit card for OnlyFans, I think the wife might start asking. It was for show prep. It was for show prep. Because, Hunter, I don't know if you know, Denise Richards, back in the day, if you wanted to, you had to go rent the Wild Things VHS and get to the scene. You know what, actually, I'm going to do us a favor here. Let's have a little fun. How about
what are you doing?
For Flashback Friday?
That's a favor.
I'm gonna play that scene. I'm going to play that scene from the steamy scene from Wild Things. Denise Richards, Nev Campbell, Matt Dillon. It's just a treat. A little flashback.
Campbell, though.
A little Flashback Friday for you here. And I do need to warn the listeners out there, all right? This is going to, if you got kids around, you got grandma, you're easily offended, you may not want to listen to this, okay?
Mr. Lombardo, we're running kind of late. How about if Nicole goes on to the Mansons? You could give me a ride when you find the ticket.
Just give me a minute.
This is how it starts.
Go. Are you sure?
Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you.
I just Rickrolled it.
Thanks, bro.
You got it.
Got Rickrolled.
Yes, for anyone out there who has never seen Wild Things, for any young men out there,
Richards.
Go rent.
Wasn't she also in Starship Troopers?
She was. She was in Starship Troopers. She was in the 90s.
What was the one where it's the three guys and then one guy's dating her? Oh, what was that movie?
No, anyway, you're thinking of Amanda Peet in the one with the apple pie guy and Jack Black.
Yeah,
that's Amanda Peet. Amanda Peet. Similar looking. I think Denise Richards is hotter, but you know. Yeah. But yeah, OnlyFans getting more and more appealing by the day. I'm just saying. I'm going to have to just charge it to the credit card. Charge it to the credit card.
Keep a heads up on that card. Just saying. Never gonna give you up.
Never gonna let you down. I love you, Denise Richards. I love you. All right. That is your morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.